I was 21 when I carried out a study for a professor at UC Berkeley, interviewing people who had gone from rat-infested, dark, old, dangerous Victorian buildings to what was considered to be a more enlightened concept of public housing than the monolithic high-rise apartment buildings that public housing programs usually produced. It was fascinating to go into the homes of people who were unlike anyone I knew and listen to them talk about their lives. But it was also discouraging. Despite their clean, safe, attractive new homes with nearby laundry rooms and grassy lawns for their children to play on, they were filled with complaints. They wanted bigger apartments. The laundry rooms were too far away. They wanted different playground equipment. I began to question human nature itself, and I had to ask myself if I really wanted to be a city planner. Did it make sense to work to satisfy people's wants if they'd never really be, for once and for all, satisfied? This was my big question, not what to eat. It's what ultimately drove me to the Zen Center, but so did other things. After a Japanese class, a trip to Japan, and some other events, I found the Zen Center in San Francisco. I spent nearly 2 decades there studying Zen Buddhism, but until recently, I ignored that stretch of time, allowing those years for which most people are important startup, career, and family years to remain blank in my personal history. There they are, unaccounted for decades, an awkward pause that I haven't known what to do about. Should I admit to those years? Ignore them? Try to explain them? Mostly, I've been silent. I haven't talked about them. When I think of that stretch of time, I feel distance from it, partly because it was a long time ago, but also because I used to find myself regretting that I didn't go to graduate school, where I felt I could be more effective at righting the wrongs of the world. Today, there are students at the Zen Center who have gone to graduate school, gotten PhDs, and worked at interesting jobs before becoming involved with practice. But that wasn't the case when I was 21. Almost none of us had much experience in life before sitting down and crossing our legs on the round black cushion. We had been to college, maybe worked some, and that was about it. I had more experience than most, and that wasn't a lot. Still, those years were exciting ones in the culture at large, as well as a deeply vital time in my own life. It was a time of enormous upheaval and hope with the hippies, the Fillmore, Janis, and Jimmy, and Bob Marley, the Black Panthers. Not that I really was a part of that, except as a Zen student. I only went to the Fillmore once where I heard Cream. Still, one could have done worse. At a certain point, I probably should have left the formal Zen life of robes, ordinations, and positions, but I didn't know that, so I stayed. When I did leave, I was in my late 30s. I first lived in Berkeley, then in Rome. After a year, I returned to Berkeley, wrote my first book, then moved to San Francisco, followed by a few years in Flagstaff, and finally, when I realized I'd never fit into the life of Northern Arizona, I moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico, mainly because there was a farmer's market there. I've been in the Southwest for almost 30 years. I do sit occasionally, sometimes even quite regularly for periods of time. But I don't belong to any Buddhist group. I tend to consider myself a recovering Buddhist.